Hashtag you don't have to be Jewish.
Driving into studio this morning just after 5 a.m., the roads were wet. Some of the robots weren't working, traffic lights for those that are new to South Africa. And I was absolutely horrified at people overtaking me because I was driving cautiously along George Avenue and going through red traffic lights or traffic lights that weren't working. They weren't even treating them as yields, let alone what they should have been treating them as, which is four-way stops. It seems to be coming an endemic in South Africa, the poor quality of driving. I don't know whether people are impatient. I don't know whether it's just aggression. But drivers in South Africa need to be taught a lesson because this is now spiraling out of control and it's causing carnage on our roads. How do we deal with reckless drivers and apply the basics of defensive driving, especially during this festive season? Well, to help us with this is the executive of Master Drive, none other than Eugene Herbert. Eugene, a very good morning to you, sir.
To the studio, eh?
Eugene, I experienced it this morning. In a short space of time, three cars in rain overtook me, didn't bother to stop at traffic lights that weren't working. And I thought to myself, am I getting old and grumpy or are drivers getting worse?
Is it possible a combination of both?
I think so.
No, but I think that when we get a greater sense of our own mortality, we just realize how stupid other people have been. I was chatting to somebody, I think, a few days ago, and I said, you know, what they were talking about things mechanical. And my comment to them was, if you're talking about mechanical things, the first thing that you need to fix is the nut behind the wheel. So, you know, that is what causes people, or that is who caused other people to do stupid things. So I can share some simple things because I drove down from Joburg to Cape Town, and the very thing that you saw in the suburb was happening on these highways. 2 days ago, 8 people killed, head-on collision outside Beaufort West. You know, it's an open road, Chad, but people just don't seem to understand that responsibility rests upon them. And therefore, if I can maybe share the following, and these are simple things, particularly for people who are embarking on a long journey. Don't get fatigued. Make sure that you rested before you drive. Because when you're not, you make rash decisions because you're so focused on getting to your destination, nothing else matters. And of course, they see that as their target and causes them to do silly things. Also, remember during lockdown, and maybe this is what contributes to what you found this morning, people became so attached to their mobile devices that half of the people that you see making stupid mistakes is because they're on their phone, because it's now become an extension of their persona. So the one thing we don't want to do is not engage with anything that is going to distract us while driving. And then, of course, I think you saw some of the reports on TV, about the number of people who are drinking and driving during this period. For heaven's sake, they know what it is, but they still go ahead and do it. And by the way, driving fatigued is probably 4 times more dangerous than driving under the influence. I'm not justifying that at all. So here's the kind of thing that we want to make up our mind to do, was firstly obey the rules of the road. Surely, if they weren't overtaking on solid white lines and in the wet, etc., we shouldn't have half the number of crashes what we have. I think 142% spike in fatalities, that's what I saw. The other thing that we want to do, keep a decent following distance. Because the closer we are to the car in front of us, should something unforeseen happen, the more likely we are not going to be able to take evasive action and we're going to ride into the back of that person. You who are driving in front of me may have seen something. For example, a child walk out or a pedestrian step into the road. Now, if I'm far enough away from you and I see you take evasive action, I can do one of two things, follow similarly or slow down or brake. So the very fact that we're riding up each other's tail ends contributes to some of the crashes that we have on the road today. And then, of course, everybody's in a hurry. They've got to get from point A to point B. So if we want to be serious about surviving these holidays, this festive season, let's plan our trips a little bit better. Don't wait until the last minute to leave, because then we're inclined to hurry. Those are kind of the basic things, and I think I've shared this on the station before. We as a company have a motto, drive nice, it's contagious. So what I'm saying is, if somebody does cut in front of me, what I try to do, don't always succeed, is but give them the benefit of the doubt and assume, well, you know, maybe they were rushing to the hospital. Maybe they had an emergency. Because at least I then don't get angry and frustrated and want to take out my frustration on other road users. Those are kind of basics there.
Well, Eugene Herbert, you've made a lot of sense. I'm going to take some of that and I'm going to dwell on it, especially considering why a person may be potentially in a threat and justify it to myself so I don't get angry. Luckily, I've treated the road rage issues. But I thank you for your time this morning and enjoy the festive season.
Will do. And I hope our listeners arrive at wherever they're going safely, because no amount of exasperation is worth the rewards that will come, which is a fatality. So let's buckle up, be safe, and I'm sure we will see each other again in the new year.
Eugene, have a good one.